just want to give you guys a heads up. White women, y'all got a black pass from the media for how many months? 7-8 months? Now y'all racist again. You are all not racist when you were told to vote for Joe Biden. But now that y'all voted for Youngkin, now you racist. Sorry, you back to being racist. You lost your black card from the legacy media. Go sit down. But I will say this, and I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer here. I'm not. I just have to bring this out. We are right now in a very, very troubled time, correct? Oh, by the way, Marjorie Taylor Greene, our favorite, my favorite, I love her again. I think she's fantastic. She's a little bulldog. And she is, she's a tiny person, but she's a bulldog. So her and Louie Gohmert, Representative Louie Gohmert, I'm sorry if I'm saying that wrong, sir, are at the detention facility in, I'll play this for you in the next segment because it's 2 minutes long and I actually want to play this. 30 minutes ago, she just went back to the D.C. jail where all the January 6th defendants are. They were denied access again. Again. All right. Let me get to my point before I'm done here in this segment. And it's a good, concise point, so don't worry about it. Here on the Barrett Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, this segment of the program is brought to you by the Founders Trading Post. We've got brand new products in there. Check them out. The Real Men Pray mug, the Saint Benedict water bottle, the Saint Andrew Christmas chaplet, and the Advent calendar. Check them out. shop.mikechurch.com. So, we live in a time period. Rising gas prices, inflation out the window. We got the armada of cheap Chinese knockoffs sitting off the coast of California. Everybody's mad. By the way, I did say China.
Why do you keep calling this the Chinese virus? Why do you keep calling this the Chinese virus? Virus. Why do you keep calling this the Chinese? Why do you keep calling this the Chinese? Why do you keep calling this the Chinese virus?
It's not racist at all. No, not at all. It comes from China. China. It comes from China. China.
So, all right. You have an armada of cheap Chinese stuff sitting off the coast. People are angry. And Terry McAuliffe did stick his foot in his mouth, you know, telling parents that they have no right in their kids' education. But if you've been listening to the Barrett Brief for over a year, I've been telling you that you don't have a right anyway. Because it's not your schools, guys. But anyway, the title of today's show is, was the Virginia governor's race a pressure release valve for 2022? And I'm asking the question. I am happy for the people of Virginia. I think it's great. Enjoy it. Have a great time. Get rid of the mask mandates. Get rid of all that stuff. Live in freedom for a couple years. But is that the pressure relief valve? I told you. I said that the elites would be willing to sacrifice Virginia. Let Virginia go to the Republicans. Go red, quote unquote. Because, you know, Terry McAuliffe was firing off the flares. Help me. Let's get some votes in here. Right? Terry McAuliffe just got 13-houred. Terry McAuliffe just got Benghazi'd. I need some votes in here. Stat. Give me some air support. Drop those ballots in. Roger, we can't understand. You're on your own. Sorry. That's a negativo, Ghost Rider. You're on your own. The elites are more than fine to let Virginia go red because, as Mike and Brother Andre said, they'll screw it up. You can have the... Also, realize this. They don't care about governorships. They don't care about governorships. Yeah, it's nice, and they get to feel happy, and they get to enact their agenda. But in the cost of blowing the whole thing up, if they stole the election from Youngkin, that would continue to get the public agitated. Now that they won, or quote-unquote won, they have pacified the crowd.